Steve Bug joins us now from Great Lakes Credit Union. Steve, how you doing, my friend? Thanks for hopping on with us.
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on, John. Appreciate it.
What we're going to talk about today, you guys are a nonprofit status, and you work with other nonprofit organizations. So let's kind of dive into that. National Nonprofit Day coming up next month, and this really sets you apart from other financial institutions. What does that allow you to focus on as a nonprofit?
It does, John, and credit unions like Great Lakes Credit Unions are non-for-profit organizations, and this allows credit unions to really focus all of our combined efforts on supporting in the communities that they reside in, and it allows us not to focus on profits for shareholders since we're non-for-profit, so all of that income goes back into supporting the community and our members by offering competitive rates on saving products, better rates on loans, low or no fees, and even that investment back in the community, as you just stated on the lead-in, putting a branch and leaders network in a financial desert.
I wonder, as a nonprofit, you know, like, I think of this, I'm not trying to compare GLCU to the Green Bay Packers, but like, the Green Bay Packers are owned, quote unquote, by all the fans that buy like these shares that kind of give them some power, but it's sort of not really, they don't have quite a voice. Whereas at GLCU, members do have a voice, right? I mean, you members get to participate in the running of what you guys do, right?
That's right. So because we're owned by members and not shareholders, each member has a voice on who sits on our volunteer board of directors. And members in good standing can run for election on our board. They can sit on committees. We have advisory councils in the communities we serve. So there are a bunch of ways for our membership to get actively involved in the credit union movement.
Yeah. Well, you guys work with other nonprofits too, right? I mean, I think that that's sort of the web that you build as a nonprofit. You go to other nonprofits to do good work. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of your give back efforts that you funnel through nonprofits that already have boots on the ground in the communities?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. So we do collaborate and partner with other organizations that are nonprofits, and that really aids us at Great Lakes to broaden our reach and maximize our impact. And a great example of that in Chicago is the Economic Awareness Council. And I think most people do know that they're Chicago-based nonprofit, but their focus is really on educating students and families, John, about the basics of saving, budgeting, banking, credit investing, and running businesses. And it's all about empowering individuals to set and reach their financial goals. The EAC also advocates for high-quality, consumer-friendly bank account access for youth and families in low- to moderate-income communities, and that really fits well with our mission-based philosophy at Great Lakes Credit Union. And to really hit home, we've participated so far with EAC on 40 events through their One Summer Chicago program, and that has helped over 8,000 Chicago-area youth open bank accounts, and use direct deposit during the program.
Huge.
A good statistic, here's a great point. 56% of youth had bank accounts at the start of the program. By the time those students finish the financial literacy component that's required, 84% had bank accounts and were able to manage through getting their payroll through direct deposit, using a debit card, balancing their account. So think about that for their financial journey in life.
Oh, I mean, that is huge. I know a lot of our listeners might say, oh, I opened up bank accounts for my kid. Well, good, great. I'm glad you did that, or a checking account at a credit union. But there's a lot of families where that generational knowledge has not been passed down. And that's how you break a cycle. We talk a lot about breaking cycles. Give a kid a checking account that may have not had an opportunity to have one, and you are going to see way better outcomes in the long run. And then that generational change can go from that young person to their kids. I mean, this is a real cyclical thing you're doing, Steve.
Yes, and we want to focus on the youth primarily because, as you said, over their life journey, if you start them out right on solid footing, that's going to help them. And we can teach them budgeting, savings, and proper financial management aspects of their life. So whether they want to save for a down payment on a home or a car or invest or save for college or whatever it may be. Also then, they'll pass that down. So all parents and guardians, John, we all know, want to do better for our children and those that we're responsible for. And so this is one way that we can help parents and guardians do that. But interestingly enough, a lot of those youth will go back home and talk to that parent or guardian about what they're learning. So it can even help those at home that maybe didn't have the opportunity, even like that younger member of their family.
Yeah. Yeah, it can go up the generations, too. Do you guys do, like, banking for nonprofits as well, too, right? They're often trying to figure out ways to bank. Do they like to bank with a nonprofit, with a credit union?
Yes, yeah, so I think that's a great program to kind of bring full circle. So we partner with nonprofits in multiple ways. So certainly we volunteer. We can provide financial assistance to them. We can get our members involved. We can help tell their story. But also, we need to make sure that we're offering the services that nonprofits can utilize. And so we have a great nonprofit checking account at the credit union that true nonprofits can earn a 10% APY. But also, this gives them that access to advanced cash management services that support their day-to-day banking needs, and it can really improve their operational efficiency. And so if you really think about us helping them, them helping us, as nonprofits, we want to collaborate and stick together. So this is just one additional way that we can help local nonprofits in the communities that we serve.
Steve, I appreciate you joining us, kind of expanding on the nonprofit sphere of what you all do. People can become members, glcu.org. You're going to see just how competitive it is on the technology side, on the mobile banking side, as maybe the banks that people already use. You're not losing or sacrificing any of that to then have your money in a place that helps spread the love and the joy everywhere else. Steve, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon, okay?